What about if you have a hired man who just keeps loafing all the time, not doing what he is supposed to? You might decide to discharge him. You might say, well, I think I'm going to get
rid of, let go.
Okay. And then after you got rid of the man, he might come back to you and say, well, oh, come on, just give me
another chance.
Another chance. Okay. What about if somebody's got a smile on his face all the time and just a pleasant word for everybody? You might say, well, he seems to be in a good
humor.
Good humor. Okay. Now, what about a person who really doesn't know what's going on, but you might say he, like he knew it all?
Acts.
Mm-hmm. Acts like he knew it all. And if a boy left his pencil on the table, on his desk, and when he got back there, the pencil was gone, he might say, well, I'll bet somebody
has taken or took.
Mm-hmm. Okay, or people say maybe swiped.
Swiped
the pencil. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about, you might say, well, I'd forgotten about that, but now I
remember.
Mm-hmm. Or the other way around, you might say, well, you must have a better memory than I do because I don't
remember that well.
People say recall or something like that.
Yes, that's used.
Don't recall that.
That's used occasionally.
Okay. And talking about the word write, you say you write something now, yesterday you
wrote.
And you have
written.
Mm-hmm. And let's say if you're writing somebody, after you write him, you might say, well, now that I've written him, I expect to get an
answer.
Mm-hmm. And then after you write the letter, you take the envelope and you do what to it?
Address it.
Uh-huh. And you might say, well, I like to write him, but I don't know his
address.
Okay. What about if somebody has learned something new and you want to know, like, say, my little boy has learned how to whistle, and you want to find out where he learned that, you might ask him, well, who
taught you how to whistle?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if somebody asks you if you put up a new fence yet, you might say, well, no, but I
plan to.
Pretty soon. Okay. What about what do other children call another child who goes around telling on other children?
Tattletale.
Does tattle and gossip mean the same thing?
I would say so, except, you know, tattle is normally used among young children, where gossip is old people.
Adult. Okay. And these things that you have growing in your garden, you know, pretty things that you might cut and put in a vase, you call those?
Flowers.
Types of flowers. Uh-huh. Or something that a child plays with, you might say that child has a lot of
toys.
Have you ever heard toys referred to as anything else?
Sometimes junk.
Junk. You hear people say play pretties?
Yes, that's used sometimes.
What would be a play pretty? Just any type of toy?
Any type of toy.
Okay. What about if something that you had expected to happen or you had predicted to happen? For example, a child's hurting himself while he's doing something dangerous, and when you hear that it's actually happened, you might say what?
I might say, I told you that would happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I told you so, or I just knew that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Okay. I'm talking about the word give. I might give you something now. Yesterday I
gave,
and I have
given.
Uh-huh. And the word begin. I begin to do something now, but yesterday I
begun.
And I have
begun.
Okay. And what about the word run? I run now. Yesterday I
ran.
And I have
run.
Okay. And the word come, I'll come today. Yesterday I
came,
and I have
come.
Okay. And the word see, I see you now. Yesterday I
saw,
and I have
seen.
Okay. What about if you want to go somewhere, but somebody might tell you, well, you can't get through there. The highway department's out there, and they've got all their machines, and the road's all
blocked.